It's time to present Scott DuPont to bring you another episode of Finance Your Movie with tips and strategies to help you get your money to tell your story. It's time!
Episode 618, the I Don't Know Anyone Syndrome. This is the one thing that stops filmmakers dead in their tracks, and I hope it's not you. I'm sure you've looked around and seen a lot of filmmakers out there or aspiring filmmakers out there because they're probably not making their movie, but they're bitching and moaning and whining, and it goes something like this. I don't know any investors. Oh, I don't have anyone in my Rolodex who has any money. I don't know any multi-millionaires or billionaires or CEOs of major corporations like you do. It's time to stop the pity party. There are about a dozen or more regular ways that people come into a little extra money, sometimes a lot of money, outside of working hard for many years. Believe it or not, there are people every single day who win some kind of lottery, and it doesn't have to be, you know, the $100 million Mega Millions jackpot. It could be, you know, a $25,000 lottery. It could be a $50,000 scratch-off. It happens all the time. A friend of yours could have just gotten into a personal injury lawsuit that's settled. Or maybe someone you come across when you're in your beating the bushes out there for money for your film. You come across somebody who was part of a class action lawsuit. Happens every single week. Somebody might have just gotten an IRS refund, a tax refund. Somebody could have gotten a bonus or a promotion at work. They could have gotten a raise. Somebody could have had a grandparent or a mother or father die. They get a small inheritance. Somebody in their family could have just sold a company or sold some stocks. Or maybe they had a patent. Or maybe a patent or trademark infringement where somebody impeded on a trademark that somebody you know created years and years ago, and all of a sudden they have a six-figure check from that. As I always say, never ever prejudge anyone because you just don't know. And a lot of people that I've come across, you know, almost 30 years here of raising money for independent films, I would probably say, this is no exaggeration, at least one person during each individual movie I'm raising money for, at least one, a typical movie, by the way, typical film, whether it's a documentary, feature-length documentary, or feature-length narrative, typically I have anywhere between 10 and 25 investors on most of my films. One of my recent films, I had just one single executive producer. That was very, very rare. So going back out of over all the films I've raised money for, almost 30 years now, I could safely say at least in those groups of 10 to 25 investors that most of my movies have, at least every single movie I'm making the phone calls, doing the follow-up. I come across one person who just said, wow, what a coincidence. My parents passed away, as you know, several years ago. And we finally, after like 3 years, just sold the house. I've got a little bit of extra money. So you never, never, ever, ever know when your timing reaching out to people is going to be perfect timing. And not everyone wants to take, let's just say they got inheritance or they got a lawsuit. Not everyone wants to do something really boring like put it in a bunch of CDs or, you know, every once in a while you will come across with people there who are very creative. They have an emotional connection to your story. They really love the mission of your documentary you're doing. Every once in a while you're going to come across with somebody with that perfect timing. And your movie's gonna resonate with someone. Now, I have a lot of respect for first-time filmmakers because that always seems to be the biggest hurdle, like to do your very, very first one. Even if you're just out of film school, let's just say you grinded through film school for a couple years and you got all the tools, you have all these connections, your classmates, and you're going to put together a very, very modest 50K movie, which, by the way, I would advocate. I would not try to do a million-dollar movie right out of film school. You'll probably make some big, big mistakes. But let's just say you're doing a 50K movie, and you can, along with the cash, you can use the resources of your school. You can use the sound stages. You can use their gear sometimes. You can plug into all the classmates you have as for some of the crew. Now, what you'll probably do in that case is you'll raise money from your parents, maybe family, someone you know that kind of showed up at your graduation, a big cheerleader for your burgeoning film career now that you've finished school. Sometimes, believe it or not, this has happened, I know for a fact. Sometimes the really, really smart filmmakers who get out of film school, they'll circle right back to some of their teachers. And sometimes some of the faculty members, the teachers from their film school class, will throw in a little bit of money because they believe in them. Maybe you decide to do a crowdfunding campaign to raise that $50,000 instead of equity investors. You reach out to your fellow film students, classmates, people you've known who have kind of been cheering you as you've gone through this film school. So even if that 50K film doesn't make back a lot of money, and it probably won't, I hope it does, but most micro-budget films, first films without a lot of experience, you're probably not going to have any names. That's okay. If it makes a little bit of money, that is your proof of concept. So when you circle back for your next movie, you can tell future investors, hey, imagine what we could have done with a proper budget. Or let's just say you self-financed your very first money out of film school. You put 25K in, or you borrowed 50K, whatever. You can say, hey, I put up all that money for my first film. This is kind of proof of concept. Now I want to raise the budget. Would you like to be part of my next journey? So let's say you're moving on to your second film that you want to either produce or direct, and you have a budget of 300K, 600K, or even $1 million. If you say, I don't know anyone, I don't know any rich people, stop. Stop the nonsense. That is a total cop-out. And I can tell you right now, unless you get the cobwebs out of your brain and shift your mentality, you will most likely never get a movie produced. It's a total cop-out. So I never said it was going to be easy, this fundraising thing, but it's really simple if you know the step-by-step process and the syntax of how to approach people with your business plan and then do the specific and proper follow-ups. You might have to share your business plan with hundreds and hundreds of people. So what, by the way? So what if you have to reach out to 200, 300 people? So what? If you get your movie financed and made, what do you care? But if you have a really great plan with a wide audience film and any kind of ROI potential, you should have all your investors, and I mean literally all of your investors, if you look right in your cell phone, open up your contact list right there in your phone, your social media friends or followers list, or your email address book, look through all that and honestly look in the mirror and try and tell yourself you don't know anyone. Come on, that's just a bunch of nonsense. So pick up the phone and start calling. And as always, I wish you all the very best in financing your movie.
It's time!
There's never been a better time to make your own film. And if you have a dream project you're excited about and 100% committed to getting it funded, go to financeyourmovie.com, click on the green telephone, you'll see our calendar and find an open spot. We'll do a one-on-one call, which will be the best hour you've ever spent getting clarity and strategy towards financing your movie.